It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you a working woman? Do you feel that pull when you leave to go to work in the morning that your kids say, "Mommy, don't leave," or "Are you going to be home when I get home from school?" And sometimes you wonder, is it really worth it? Do you pay for childcare while you're at work? All of these things have been the subject of so much debate between stay-home moms and working moms over the years. And, you know, it really does not necessarily have to be that way. So says my guest, J.D. Bailey. She's an author, blogger, and creator of HonestMom.com. Welcome to the show, J.D. Let's talk about being a working mom. Is it for everybody?
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. I think the answer is no, it's not for everybody. I think what people find is whatever works for their family is the kind of mom they should be. And if that means working is going to financially benefit your family, emotionally and intellectually benefit you, then that's what you should do. But I know tons of moms who are stay-at-home moms and wouldn't have it any other way. And it works for their family. So I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all answer.
Why do you think there's been so much debate, J.D.? Because over the years, boy, we've heard stay-home moms screaming at working moms, "You're neglecting your children," and working moms screaming at the stay-home moms, "Well, you're neglecting yourself and not giving yourself any fulfillment." Well, I mean, that goes back and forth.
Right, it does. And I think a huge part of it is the guilt that many women, not just moms, but we tend to harbor a lot of guilt. And I think if, you know, for example, I work part-time, I used to work full-time, I have guilt over my kids having to maybe go to a daycare that they'd rather be home with me and doing Play-Doh and having fun and going places together. And at the same time, stay-at-home moms, you know, they went to a four-year college and got a degree and paid all this money for it and worked hard to get through school. And they wonder, geez, am I throwing away all my education by being a mom at home? So I think if you're not entirely comfortable with your choice, that guilt is going to fester. And then that's what creates the drama.
Well, I think that's true. And I have been lucky enough, and even as a little Jewish girl who lived on guilt, I do not feel guilt over being a working woman because I needed my own fulfillment, or I wouldn't have been a really happy person. Plus, the financial aspect would have been a killer, and I'm lucky enough to have been self-employed all of these years. Now, if you're not lucky enough, like I was, or you're not somebody who can handle this guilt, what do you do about the financial burden that we all feel these days? Do you move to a lesser house? Do you live in a lesser area just so that you can be that stay-home mom? I mean, how do you balance that?
Yeah, I know people have handled it all different ways. I mean, myself, when I went from working at a very stressful full-time job, I cut down to very part-time for a while, basically only 12 hours a week. We had to make some major financial changes. We stayed in our house. We didn't have to make that much of an extreme change, but we did have to, you know, I was used to having a two-income sort of family and buying this or that or not really thinking about what I had to spend at the grocery store, and, you know, suddenly I was looking at coupons and things like that. So, you know, for us, that was the change. I do know people who have moved. I do know people who have changed careers in order to have a part-time job. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can approach it, but I think most people, including my family, put a lot of thought into it before we made the change.
Well, and I know another sort of guilt-ridden aspect is the childcare situation. And again, I chose to have a girl come into my home, a nanny, just for only 5 hours a day, because being self-employed, I was lucky that way. But she came in at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, and stayed until 1 when I got home. And so it worked out really well. And people don't see the benefits of having someone in your home. Your child gets to stay in their home instead of going out, but that can't be for everybody. Not everybody wants that person in their home.
Right. Not everybody feels like they can find the right person to trust to be the sole provider in the home. You know, we are very lucky to live outside Boston, Massachusetts area, which is teeming with amazing daycare centers, very high quality places to send your kids. So we were very comfortable doing that after we did our research and checked out a bunch of different ones. But, it's whatever your comfort level is. My husband and I both really liked the daycare center that we're still at with child number two because of the educational programs, the right balance between learning and having fun and just being a kid. The social benefits that my girls got from that. And my older daughter was definitely very prepared when she went to kindergarten. So I think it's different. It's different all around the country. It's different socioeconomically. So I think it just depends on where your family is.
Well, that's true. What do you do? What do you recommend people do about that guilt if they financially have to go to work? And they are somebody who feels that pull, that guilt. What do you tell them about that?
I tell them to focus on the positives, because if you're in a situation where there is not anything you can do, both you and your spouse need to work full time, there are tons of benefits to that for your family, for your kids, for for everybody involved. And I think no matter what your situation is, you have to focus on the positive aspects of it. You know, daycare centers, you look at the long-term benefits. I have a family member who's a kindergarten teacher, and she tells me, the whole point of kindergarten is to get all the kids on the same page. And she can rarely tell the difference between a kid who's been in daycare all the time and a kid who maybe went to part-time preschool and was at home most of the time. By the end of kindergarten, they're all on the same page. You know, we're talking about typically developing children. But it's, in the end, you just got to tell yourself, I'm doing the best I can as a parent. I'm putting my all into this. And the likelihood is my kid's going to do just fine.
Well, and that's a statement right there. Kids, do we know if there are statistics on kids that were raised by stay-home moms, kids that were raised by working moms, and whether or not there's any difference in resentment or success rates or any of those things?
I have not done any research into that. No, I don't know that offhand. But I know anecdotally from, other mothers and from teachers who I know that they have not seen a difference. You know, there might be a difference when they come into kindergarten, but by the time the year of kindergarten is over, the kids are all basically on the same page.
So how would you recommend women achieve the balance? If they really want to balance and they want to work and they want to be sort of that stay-home mom and they want to be able to be with their children a lot, how do you, you work part-time, I worked from my home.
Yeah. I think sometimes we need to throw the idea of balance out the window, honestly. I think balance, we can always reach for it, but there's always going to be times in life where perhaps work kind of does have to come first. There's a huge project, there's a major client, there's something going on where, maybe you're going to be out of the house more and your spouse is picking up more of the childcare for a while. I think the key thing for me when I'm reaching for balance, even though I probably never quite achieve it, is carving out time for myself. That is not work. That is not kids. It's just for me. Even if that's just 2 hours out with my girlfriends every other week, that's what I do.
Well, I think that that's important. We women, we take care of everybody else in our lives, and we do need to make sure to take care of ourselves, as they say. Put your own mask on before you put the mask of, your loved ones and children on. So in the last 30 seconds or so, just kind of wrap it up for us about working moms. Is it worth it? How to kind of get over that guilt and assuage yourself and do what you need to do to make yourself fulfilled as well?
I think we're to get over the guilt and to find the fulfillment in life. I think we need to remember what the kind of mother and woman is going to make ourselves and our family happy, and strive for that. Don't worry about everybody else. Worry about your own family. It's easier said than done. But I think as we get more parenting experience and life experience under our belt, I think it's easier to kind of let go of the guilt a little bit.
And that's what we have to do, ladies. Let go of the guilt. Do what you need to do, and make sure you're fulfilled and also raising your children the way that you want to raise your children. That's what it's about. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Staying Well. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say stay well. Have a great day.